From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It is January 1st, 2008. Happy New Year. We are actually live. No, this is not a tape show. We are your live home for news, information, and drunk people relieving themselves in front of our building. Seriously, it happened. We're a block from Times Square. I'm Allison Stewart, and today's BPP is a compilation of staff favorites. In fact, I've got members of the staff. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Happy
good morning,
New Year. We're going to take a fond look and listen to all the stories and sounds that made the year so special. From the highs of a happy senator to the philosophy of a strange child in zombie face paint.
I like turtles.
To the wild rantings of an icon reacting to a question about getting married again.
No! Let's never get old.
Liz, Hillary, and Zombie Kid, thanks for making 07 so great. On today's show, we'll take a look back at Alan Greenspan's wise words about underpants. A Dallas rapper who thought he was doing the right thing, but may have been sending out homophobic vibes. And the musical stylings of Ben Harper. We'll also check out on the most searched terms on this first day of the year. Laura Conaway will join us with the news in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. January 1st, the day to start your New Year's resolutions. If you're planning a fresh start this morning, you are not alone. New changes around the globe are going into effect today. Two resolutions for state and local governments, if you will. I have senior producer Matt Martinez and our editor Trish McKinney to help me run down just a few.
So, good news if your 2008 resolution is to lose weight. The 31 flavors of Baskin-Robbins will no longer include trans fats. They are now banned from all ice creams sold in their stores. And in Montgomery County, Maryland, just north of D.C., restaurants can no longer serve food made with artificial trans fats like vegetable shortening and margarine. But if cookies and cakes are your downfall, beware. Baked goods can still be chock full of trans fats until next January.
Maybe you vowed to quit smoking this year. Well, the French won't be lighting up either, at least not indoors at restaurants, discos, or cafes selling tobacco. Today's ban is the second phase of France's 2007 crackdown on smoking in enclosed public spaces. Closer to home, nicotine patch sales may soon go up in Colorado and Illinois, where smoking bans in bars, restaurants, and Colorado casinos are now in effect.
So maybe you want to go green in 08. Well, you can join the folks in Suffolk County, New York. Those old school incandescent light bulbs are now banned from all county buildings. Now across the country, California is taking a step towards a greener 2020 today. January 1st is the deadline for the state to set an emissions cap that will go into effect 12 years from now. And across the globe, one of Japan starts the year off as the new president of the G8 nations. Its 08 goal to get the U.S. on board with the Kyoto Protocol. America's the only G8 nation that would not ratify it. Japan will pitch Kyoto compliance at the G8 summit when it hosts it this July.
Some of you may want to get your finances in order this year. Well, Cyprus and Malta are already off to a fresh fiscal start today.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear two countries making good. Well, they're joining 13 other European nations in the Eurozone. And on the other side of the globe, Venezuela is getting new money too. After creating his own time zone in 2007,
I want one of those.
Yeah, President Hugo Chavez decided to cut three zeros off the value of the country's currency, the bolivar, and change it to the bolivar fuerte, which means strong in Spanish. One bolivar fuerte, you have to say it that way, is worth 1,000 of the old bolivars. Chavez says the smaller denominations will make the currency easier for Venezuelans to use.
Finally, if 2008 is the year you stand up for your rights, you're in good company. If any of the 1.2 million people who connect through New York's airports get stuck there because of delays or cancellations, as of today, they have the right to demand food, water, clean toilets, and fresh air from the airlines if they're grounded for more than 3 hours. That is thanks to the New York Airline Passengers Bill of Rights becoming active today. And in New Hampshire, the rights of same-sex couples are being recognized today when the state's civil union laws take effect.
So that's what you can expect on this first day of January 2008. That is the BPP's big story. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Tricia.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
Now here's Laura Conaway with even more news.